You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the JRE Review, where I review Joe Rogan Experience podcasts. For those of you that listened before, you know that sometimes I have guests on, sometimes I do it alone, and I just go over parts of the podcast that I enjoyed, things that were confusing, stuff that I thought was funny, and try and get to the bottom of who this guest is and see what I learned from it, what I got out of it. Yeah, so this week we have Killer Mike. For those of you that don't know who Killer Mike is, rapper, he's a pretty awesome dude, super chilled, had a really great conversation with Joe. They got pretty high, I would say, by the end of it, for sure. This is podcast 1230 of Joe Rogan's Experience. If you haven't listened to it yet, definitely check it out. And otherwise, I'm going to get started with the review. Welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience Review, where each week I review every single episode of the Joe Rogan Experience. What more do you want? So Mike is a pretty badass guy. If you're not familiar with his work, check him out. I mean, his music is everywhere. I wasn't familiar with him really too much. I'd heard the name. I hadn't listened to a lot of his stuff, but after I googled it and checked it out on Spotify, I had heard some of his songs. I just didn't realize that was him, and got some great beats. He's a very talented dude. He was talking a little bit, kind of getting into the history of hip-hop and his passions, and you know, he starts talking about how hip-hop really is only like 45 years old, something close to that. And that is kind of amazing when you think about it. I mean, it is super new. I mean, that's right back to the very beginning. And then, you know, talks a little bit about the history. And it's always fascinating to hear that and the way that he talks about it. I mean, when this was all starting to come out, you know, NWA, the 80s, the rest of it, it was, it wasn't respected in a lot of ways by a lot of people. It wasn't seen as anywhere the art form that it is today. And it's just cool now to hear these older guys talk about it with like this reverence and like a history. And it's a big part of culture and where it came from and how it started. And it was, it was cool to get into it. Kind of surprising too. I didn't know Joe listened to a lot of hip-hop, but I guess it turns out he does a little bit. He had a trip down to San Diego recently and was listening to a lot of Killer Mike stuff, probably prepping for the podcast. I mean, that's a polite thing to do, but he said he was really into the music. Described a lot of it is kind of like workout music in a way. I mean, it really gets you pumped. It's pretty freaking awesome. As you can imagine, when you write a lot of lyrics and you have controversial things to say, you're also going to be a big proponent of freedom of speech, which of course Mike is. Killer Mike talks about that and the people that have fought for freedom of speech and how hard it is to maintain it. I mean, especially in today's culture. And Joe couldn't agree more. I mean, that conversation is coming up a lot in what Joe does, but I mean, you know, Joe speaks for a living. So having the ability to freely speak is an important part of what he does, you know. And rock stars and rappers and all sorts, they used to get locked up for the things that they said. You know, they were told in certain areas when they would tour or they'd have a concert that you can't say this and that or whatever. And I definitely, if you saw that NWA movie, you know that happened to them in some cities. And crazy. I mean, really, it's just nuts to think that there was that kind of control happening. We got to make sure that it doesn't happen again. Killer Mike does a lot for his local community. Talks about how to give back. He wants to fight for the poorer communities and give them opportunity and and really kind of build up certain areas. And Joe brings up a good point that, the, you know, helping a poorer area is also profitable too, because there's resources there, people that want to work, there's, you know, stores and retail that can be moved into an area, and with some proper management, we can help a lot of these people in these poorer communities in the U.S. like get out of the struggle that they're in. And it's very true. So it's cool to hear these guys create that dialogue and talk about kind of giving back, you know, in that sense, and how difficult it is to get back on your feet, because they gave the example of how prisoners, some prisoners are like fighting fires even, right? So they pull them out of prison and they're like digging ditches, or they're making fire lines where they separate the trees so that the fires can't jump across. They're getting paid $1 a day or an hour or something like that. It's crazy. But the worst part is when they get out, even though when they get out of prison, so they've learned this new skill, they can't do anything with it because they have a felony. You can't become a fireman. So they allow them to do it for no money, but that you can't do it when you get out with that skill set, which is, you know, which is tough. That's a tough situation. Obviously, they broke the law and you're going to lose some opportunities because of that. But, you know, it just makes it very difficult, right? It makes it difficult. So Mike talks about how can he help? How can you give back? And one thing he talks about is being a tutor. You should be a tutor to people, be a mentor. That's a good way to give back. Teach someone else what you know. You know, if you're like a high school kid, teach an eighth grader something that you've figured out already, and just kind of keep that mindset. And in the same way, you'll find your own mentors, and you'll find things that you want to learn from other people. And that's kind of an important process. Having a mentor, or even being one, is an excellent way to give back and learn a lot, right? These guys in this conversation do get very high, and they get very silly as well. And they start talking about movies that they love, movies that they're into, like best movie. Of course, John Wick comes up because Keanu Reeves is a badass in that. He's kicking a lot of ass and shooting all kinds of people. And the cars in that movie, so good. So good. I haven't seen John Wick 2 yet, but the first one was just insane. Honestly, I can't believe I haven't seen the second one either. Keanu Reeves is just crushing it in those movies. He might as well just stop doing all other movies and just make a new John Wick every year. Kind of like how Tom Cruise does with those Mission Impossibles. Just keep crushing it with badass fighting movies. I don't know. Why not? Why not? What else he got to do? Just do that. Make loads of money. Really, the higher they got through this podcast, the further they move towards different drugs that they've done or tried or got onto. And one of them popped up, and this was kind of interesting, was salvia trips. Joe was talking about how these, just salvia used to be legal. You could get it everywhere, even gas stations, whatever. And he talks about one time that he did it, and the trip wasn't super trippy for him, but he did see outside of himself. He could like see his body kind of floating over. He talked about Ari Shafir's trip and how Ari lived a different life for months under the water or something. And I guess you can pull up his story online and hear about that. I have no experience with that one, that drug. I have only really heard pretty awful stories about it, so I've had no kind of inclination to even consider trying it. Joe said it was like in the Basil family or something like that. Like, I don't know if it's related, but the trips always just sound terrifying from anything that I've heard. And I don't know what there is to learn from it. But, you know, what is that? What is that when people talk about seeing their body outside of their body? Is this just a weird dream hallucination type thing? Or is this like the soul portion? And if it is the soul, why do you even have eyes? Why can you see it all? Like, none of that makes any sense to me. Like, why are you in a particular point of space? Why wouldn't you just be everywhere or nowhere? I don't know. It seems very strange. Killer Mike brings up some great points at the end when they just talk about what their jobs are and how much they love them. Like, he loves making music, he loves rapping, he loves all this. And then he says to Joe that Joe's main job is making people laugh. and his side hustle is making people think. And that's a really cool way to describe the things that Joe Rogan does, I think. It makes him laugh as his main job. That's his difficult job. And his side hustle is making people think. And that is very true, I think. I like the way that Mike put that together. But you would imagine he would. He's good with words. He's good at expressing himself and describing his world. Definitely check out the podcast. I really thought Killer Mike was a great guest. Super interesting guy. And just one of the more chilled, more thought out, more kind of loving guests that Joe has had on for a long time. So I hope he comes back. I'd like to hear what you guys think. Definitely check that one out. And thanks for listening to the review. I appreciate it.